Well, hey, that sound only means one of two things, doesn't it? And the second doesn't count. It means that it's time for a Day at the Beach podcast. My name's Clint Beachwood, and this time around it's number 122. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening to my record collection. I'm going to start the show off with a song by Three Balls of Fire, headed up by Burnin' Mike Vernon. And as many of you know, as I've mentioned this many times, Mike and I have exactly the same birth date, month, day, and year. It was we determined that we were unidentical twin sons of different mothers. But I'm dedicating this to him because he went and had himself a heart attack, literally speaking, not the symbolic kind, but the real thing. And he ended up in the ICU, and I understand he's doing better. I need to get in touch with him and confirm that myself. But he posted some things on Facebook, and it seems like he's doing much better. So I hope you're feeling good, Mike. Hope everything's going well for you. I will be in touch, but this song is for you, okay? It's from Three Balls of Fire's Friday Night at Ego's Lounge. I think Ego's Lounge is in Austin, Texas. This came out in the year 2000, or Y2K, as we used to say. And the song is called Report from the Oort Cloud. This is Three Balls of Fire on A Day at the Beach podcast number 122. Well, there's a new song by a band called the Amphibians. 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 The album is called Enigma of the Deep, and the song we just heard was Surf Riders in the Sky, sounding nothing like Ghost Riders in the Sky, and that's probably why they don't have that title on the song. Anyway, before that, another new band to the podcast. First time I played these guys, but this album is about 2 years old. Los Acadados from Mexico City. The album is Sensacional de Tablistas, which means sensational surfers. And the song we heard, that's because my Spanish is so good. Song we heard is De Tanto Amor, and then in parentheses, Me Vengo en Tintiablas, or something of that effect. If you want to, and then before that, we heard Three Balls of Fire doing Report from Ort Cloud from Eagles, Live at Eagles Lounge collection. Again, going out to Mike Vernon, who is supposed to get better as a result of that song. Let me tell you something real quick. I was looking up this band, Los Atascados, because I must have heard a song of theirs or saw them on Facebook or something. And I pull up their Facebook page, and I guess I was going to send them a message, and I see they had already sent me a message, and it was 2 years ago. I couldn't believe it. I don't know what happened 2 years ago, but I must have been either busy or preoccupied, or I don't know, or I just forgot, which is, you know, pretty common around these parts. I just went to their Bandcamp site and downloaded their album for $2. I actually paid $2, and I think it would be just awesome if you guys could maybe go to their Bandcamp site. If you're if you want to do me a favor and kind of make up for this 2 year gap in playing their music, may I recommend checking out my website, if you need the name of the band, because my Spanish is just atrocious. Los Atascados, Atascados. Find their $2 download of this album, Sensacional de Tablistas, and fork out $2, and you get a pretty cool album. There's about 11 songs on here, one vocal. The vocal was an experiment, and they've done away with it, but boy, I would love for them to wake up after the podcast comes out and see all these $2 gifts coming into them. It would make my day. So if you're in the mood, if you have $2 to spare, check them out. Let's get into some Kegel music. I saw these guys last night for the first time. An LA band came down to San Diego, and they put on a show at this little Salty Frog dive bar down in Imperial Beach, getting down close to the border. Boy, were they a fun band. Four-piece, two guitars, a drummer, and a bass player. The bass player would also play sax, and the other second guitar would play bass when he would play sax. And man, was it a good show. A lot of originals, very, very unique, not straightforward surf, although they did do covers of Comanche. They did do a Pipeline medley, kind of like a Junior Brown medley. Nothing like Junior Brown, though, don't get me wrong there. Boy, a lot of fun. I really enjoyed them, and they aren't a part really of the surf scene, because they haven't been playing out with surf bands. They play with vocal bands. So anyway, check them out. Here's this one of their songs. This comes from their little 4-song EP called Sunstroke, and it's called Bringing Sand to the Beach. Excuse the name, but these are the Kegels. We'll be right back. the Bamboogie Injections from Russia, and Surfer Joe from Italy teamed up with the Dead Rocks down in Brazil, and they came up with a nice little 45. This side of it is the South Swell, and this is A Day at the Beach. Thank you. Wow, what a super group, huh? Incredible, powerful band there. The Space Cossacks making a big reunion here this last month. And we just heard the Space Victory theme. That comes from a release of a live concert done many years ago. And they call the album Live Supernova. Again, the Space Cossacks. Before that, it was a little 45 put out by Surfer Joe and the Dead Rocks. One side is a Surfer Joe song. The other side is a Dead Rock song. I opted with the Surfer Joe song called The South Swell. But it is by both bands, both groups. But they just do one of their songs each. Before that, from Russia, Bam Boogie Injections playing another cut off their album Wild Dandelion Stomping. This time around, it was 900 SP Test at the Blind Center by the Bam Boogie Injections. And before that, from Japan, it was the El Caminos doing Death Race. That comes from their album Behind the Surf. Fairly new release from Green Cookie Records in Greece. To start off that long five-song set, we heard from Finland, the Grand Bois, with a song called The Last Outpost from their album Surf Salvation. I think that's their third album out. First one for me. The Grand Bois. The Grand Bois. B-O-I-S. Up next, a band from Vermont. Don't blink during this song. It's only a minute and 20 seconds long. These are the Tsunami Bots from the album Surfing Craze in a Robotic Age. This is Binary Beach. Yeah, pretty little song there, huh? A band by the name of the Tremolo Beer Gut. They've been around quite a while. Nice little song called Caipirinha River Cruise. Little 45 backed with a song called Amina Menina. Before that, the Phantom Dragsters did a song called Devil Race. That comes from the compilation put out by Double Crown Records on their Continental Magazine issue number 24 compilation CD. Again, the Phantom Dragsters. Crazy Aces before that. What a fun band from Tennessee. They did Rudy's Revenge from their recent release called Garage Land. Surf music is a wonderful family, isn't it? I just love this genre and being a part of it. I really do. And the Tsunami Bots started things off with Binary Beach, that quick little crazy song from their EP Surfing Craze in the Robotic Age. Anyway, speaking of family, we can and we're all over the world, aren't we? Up in Nova Scotia, Canada, is a band by the name of the Urban Surf Kings. They did a little tribute to their trip over to Livorno, Italy, to the Surfer Joe Summer Festival. Put out a live release, simply entitled Livorno, and I'm going to play one of their favorite songs, Seven Veils a Go Go. You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast number
gentlemen, on the drums, Inky Boy Wonder. I said Inky Boy Wonder!
All right, there's a Brazilian band called Robotron with a song called The Bending of Space-Time. The album it comes from is Robotron versus the Invincible and Indestructible Reptilicus. Susan Surftone before that with a new release. The sixth song release is called The Magician. Three vocals this time around for Susan. Pretty rare for her to venture into the world of vocals. But anyway, she's one of the very few female surf guitarists out there. And she has been around for quite a while. And she has put out just a ton of releases. Boy, not a year or two goes by without a new release from Susan Surftone. Anyway, the song we heard was Sunburn. And Seven Veils of Go-Go was performed by the Urban Surf Kings from their live show called Laverno. And the Tremolo Beer Gut before that. I think I mentioned that title as well. My name is Clint Beachwood. I'm here on Facebook if you care to track me down there. And I also post where I post my playlist on the Facebook page dedicated to A Day at the Beach. I also post my playlist on Surf Guitar 101 if you want to find the names of the bands that I've been playing in the songs and where to find information. All right, going to wrap the show up with two more songs. A guy by the name of Sismalikian is going to do a song called Sea Monster from his new release called Drifting with the Tide. And then I'm going to close things out with Martin Siliev, who comes to us from Australia and has played for a time with the Atlantics, but he's doing a lot of solo stuff these days. He, too, has a new five-song EP released just recently. It's called Sleepwalk, where he does his version of Sleepwalk, but the song I'm going to play is Searching for Surf to close the show out. Let me correct that. It's Search for Surf. Well, the music is gone, so it's time for me to stop talking. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tagging along here to podcast number 122. And I'll be back hopefully sooner than a month, and maybe things will pick up a little bit now that summer is on the way down and we get kind of back into the routine of things. Sismalikian right now, and then followed up by Martin Siliev. Thanks again for listening, you guys. Appreciate you being there. Hey.